DA will write to the Minister for Environment, Forestry and Fisheries regarding the distasteful and tone-deaf decision by the ANC government to permit the trophy hunting of South Africa's critically endangered black rhinos. South Africa's wild rhino population has already declined by 75% over the past 10 years due to poaching, and this decline is expected to continue in years to come. It's unfathomable that government sees fit to allow wild black rhinos to be shot by trophy hunters while our brave Sandparks rangers are risking their lives every day to save these critically endangered animals from poachers. There's also no indication as to how these hunts will provide economic benefit to local communities. It's further concerning to note the permission given to hunt leopards. In response to a parliamentary question last year, Minister Creasy advised that there could be as few as 2,185 leopards remaining in the country, and that the available estimates of the population vary greatly. Due to their elusive nature, leopards are often hunted at night. While the department claims they will only allow old leopards to be hunted, it remains clear as to how they will ensure this, especially during night hunts. The ministers confirmed that the first steps have now been taken to investigate the use of artificial leopard skins for traditional ceremonies. This should now be officially endorsed and promoted by the department to help prevent leopard poaching. The DA recognizes that hunting plays an important role in South African tourism and provides much needed jobs, but we cannot condone the hunting of our critically endangered black rhinos and elusive leopards. The department should only consider animals for hunting that have stable and or properly documented numbers. This misguided decision will do more harm than good to the reputation of South African hunting industry, which is still reeling from the impacts of COVID-19.